Mini episode 1053 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge Mini Episode 1053. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our Week 7 preview for the 2018 NFL season. We went 6-7-1 last week, bringing us to 42-43-6 on the season. We went 1-2 on the Big 3 and 0-1 on the lock, making us 7-11 and 3-3 on those, respectively. Quick note at the top, yes, we biffed it last week by pronouncing the Seahawks-Raiders game as being in Oaktown when it was clearly scheduled for London. At least we got the pick right, though. Seattle, Green Bay, Pittsburgh, and Oakland are on the bye this week. On Sunday in London, yes, in London, the Titans are getting a touchdown from the Chargers. LA's really starting to get it going, and Tennessee's offense isn't doing anything to make you think that they can keep up. Two teams on a downward slope after a promising early start square off in Tampa as the Browns come in getting 3.5 up from a field goal. The garbage Buck D will be a gift for Baker Mayfield as he leads C-Town to victory. Two long-standing NFL franchises with little, if any, discernible history clash in South Beach, with the Dolphins getting 3 up from 1 to the Lions. Every year we make a few of these picks based on the feel of a team's record. Miami doesn't feel like a 5-2 team, so we won't pick them to get there or cover. At home, the Eagles will get a chance for revenge for the 2003 NFC Championship game when they lay 5.5 up from 4 to the Panthers. Now that they're back on track, you can bet your cheesesteaks that they'll get it done. It's getting late kind of early for the Bills and Colts, who go head-to-head in Indy, with the home squad laying 8.5 up from a touchdown. Here's where the home team starts to manifest with a win and cover the kind of improvement that the roster has had this year. This one should be a pivotal clash in the AFC South. It's the Jags facing off with the Texas team for the second straight week, this time the Texans, this time at home, laying 4. This is the kind of spot where Jayville has bounced back since Doug Marrone got to town, and so too will it be the case here. In a matchup that many hipsters would consider to be a Super Bowl preview, the Saints come to Baltimore getting 2.5. The home-road split that usually works in the Ravens' favor will be the determining factor here. In the biggest combination of heated rivalry and mutual inconsistency on this week's slate, Dallas comes to D.C. in a pick 'em game that started with Washington laying 1. Both teams have alternated wins and losses all year, but both won last week, so we'll take the Redskins on a literal coin flip. It's not just NoCal v. SoCal, it's one of the very worst against one of the very best when the Rams come to Santa Clara laying 10.5. On a short week, the Niners will not even come close to giving LA the scare that they gave Green Bay. On Sunday night, the Chiefs occupy this time slot for the second straight week, this time at home, this time laying a touchdown to the Bengals, and this will be their bounce back. On Monday night, the reeling Giants come to the ATL getting 4. Right now, Eli's even weaker than the Falcon D, and that will be the difference. Now for the Big 3. So much for the enhanced Thursday night schedule. It's Denver at Arizona, with the Broncos laying 1 in a game that started at Pick'em. The Broncos aren't anything special, but the Cards are absolute poop. Easy pick. Last week, Chicago failed to get revenge for the 85 Bears in Miami. This week, they will have to fend off a Patriot team intent on getting revenge for the 85 Bears and will be at home, getting a field goal up from 2.5. Right now, these two teams look to be going in opposite directions, so we'll take the chalk. Here's our 1,000-star, gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 7. Perhaps Brett Favre can have his number retired by both of these teams at halftime. It's the Vikings at the Jets, with Minnesota laying 3.5 up from a field goal. This line is almost a why-ask-why, but we won't look a gift horse in the mouth. We'll just lay the points. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.